Evening all. You are listening to the Bell and Spurling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Spurling.
Oh, yeah.
And West Ham are winners. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about West Ham because I was there at Prague and I was in the stadium, John.
Yes, I know, yes. We spoke about it last week, didn't we? If they won, it was going to be great. And it was great, wasn't it?
It was great. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Boris Johnson. And we're going to be talking about what else, John?
Well, let's talk about everything.
Okay. So that the dancer just won't hide. Sun's here as well. It's beautiful, isn't it? What a beautiful.
Your son?
My son's not here, no.
No.
He's at school.
Oh, yeah. Son's here.
Duke of Edinburgh award scheme.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's walking around a field in Chelmsford at the moment in the burning heat. Some great music coming up for you as well. We're going to play some old tracks and we're going to play a couple of new releases.
Your track that you're going to play is a song that's never been released.
It's never been released, no.
That you did with Rick Astley.
I wrote it with Rick Astley for Tina Turner.
And I've got a new one with the Oops Brothers.
The Oops Brothers, all coming up on the Bell and Spurling Show. Now the sun's out, we're going to be talking about some of your best holidays as well. Some of the best places you've been. Some of the funny times that we've had on tour as well. We did a long stint in Marbella for a long while. For about 10 years.
Seems like I'm still there. A
couple of the funny stories coming up on the Bell and Spurling Show. I must just start the welcome to the Bell and Spurling Show on this beautiful, beautiful evening. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a beautiful evening.
Nice out there, isn't it? It's going to snow in a minute. No, but it could, couldn't it? It could snow.
Apparently, it's going to be muggy and horrible over the weekend.
Mug.
It's muggy.
I don't like that word.
Don't you?
I don't like it, no.
Well, mug.
I find it offensive.
My mate Lloyd Goldstein.
Oh, yeah.
He used to... it was funny things about Lloyd Goldstein.
He
was the same as me. His dad was Jewish. Mm. His mum wasn't.
Right.
And he didn't.
So his mum was Lloyd.
He didn't. But he didn't. He never was comfortable with his dad being Jewish.
Right.
And whereas I embraced it, I loved it.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, he didn't like people. Because Goldstein is such a Jewish name, he was really embarrassed about it. And
really?
In later years, changed his name.
No.
To his mum's. No,
to Bernstein.
To Bernstein. Yeah. And Lloyd, because Lloyd used to go, oi, you mug. That's how he used to talk.
I can't stay. So what did he change his name to, by the way?
Marshall. What are you laughing at?
I just don't know.
It's what's like, funny about
when
Marshall?
When you're sitting around, you go, I'm going to change my name.
He changed it to his mother's maiden.
I mean, I had a very, very funny story that I... maybe I can tell it because it's in the book.
Why did you laugh at Marshall? What was funny about it?
Well, it made me think of the conversation that I had in Prague.
I think
I can talk about this. Can I talk about this?
Yeah, by the way, you didn't go to Prague by any chance, did you?
I did, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I had a conversation about the famous Roy Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Right, as you know.
There are many, many famous stories. I've got some great ones that I can't say on the radio.
Well, this is, I don't know whether I can tell this, but it's in his book. And we were doing a gig years and years ago, and one of these old sort of old time East End villains, if you like.
Yeah. We did many of them.
Was telling me this story, and he said, Roy's written a book. He said, and I've said to him, listen, you ain't put my name in it, have you? And he said, no. No, now this man's got a very strange second name, okay? Right. Let's say his name was Wallop, right?
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
And he said, that was his surname, right? Let's say his name was
Wallop.
Bernie Wallop.
Bernie Wallop, right? Good name.
Right, and he used to you know, have involvements with Roy.
Yeah.
And and Roy said, no, don't be stupid. I've changed all the names. Right? Changed all the names.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, and when I got the book, I read it.
Yeah.
And he changed my name to Albert Wallop.
As if anyone could work that one out.
Exactly. He changed first name rather than surname. And the strange part about it is that both of them are no longer with us.
No.
And I was introduced to this guy in the square in Prague, and it was his son. And I told him that story.
Oh, really?
And he said, do you know what?
Roy's son?
Albert Wallop.
Albert Wallop's son.
And he said to me, he said, do you know what? He said, that story is legendary. He said, it's actually in the book. And if you go to Roy Shaw's book, I think he said it's a page 123.
Yeah.
He said, that bit's in there. So I met the... Yeah, so anyway. But yeah.
He used to come and see us a lot, Roy
Shaw. So wait a minute, your friend changed it to Marshall.
He changed it to Marshall. What was my original point about the old mug?
Oh, calls you a mug.
He used to call me a mug a lot, yeah.
I don't like it.
Where are you, mug?
I just find it... It's very... I don't know.
And he had a stutter. All right. He'd go, John...
Mug.
Hello, Stan. Is John there?
The mug. Mug.
And my dad used to call him Sloyd, because my dad would go, yeah. Who's calling? And he goes, Sloyd.
Sloyd.
My dad would call him Sloyd.
That's good. Very good. No, but what I was thinking is, when you get the chance to change your name, it must be like, oh, this is good. I've got anything. I choose to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's gone with Marshall.
Well, I was watching a Julian Lennon interview yesterday, and his original name is John Julian Lennon. Right. And it was only recently that he changed his name by deed poll to Julian John Lennon.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't want to... He just always thought that John was being in the shadow of his dad, you know.
I'm not a lover of naming your son after you.
Because
I don't like my name Martin anyway, do I?
You don't like it, do
I don't
you?
Like it. It's got a big T in the middle, Martin.
It always sounds like somebody Jewish would say your name very well, wouldn't they?
Martin. Yeah, yeah. It's like, hello, Martin. I just didn't like... My mum used to... I remember turning up like some of me mates would be there and they'd go, all right, Mark. And my mum would shout at the car, tell him your name's Martin. It's not Mark.
I could hear her doing that.
In her East End voice.
Yeah.
It's Martin. I think she thought it was posh. Do you know that if I was a girl, I was going to be called Lisa Marie after Presley's daughter?
Was you really?
Born at roughly the same time, I think, yeah.
Well, you didn't want to take on her.
Not really.
No.
Although I don't feel too well lately. Especially after Prague. Can we talk about Prague? Because...
Well, of course we can.
I mean, look. We did the show last week with the knowledge that we didn't know whether we were going to win.
We didn't know, no.
So it probably come out a bit strange, the show, because it was after the...
It was after, and you probably wasn't even the land of...
No, and I'm going to give you an insight that people think this is completely mad. I went with my son, bumped into virtually half of Essex.
Yes.
In the square the first night, got absolutely paralytic the first night on the Tuesday. This is before the night before the game.
What was Cash doing while you was getting paralytic?
He had so many mates.
Cash is Bell's son.
Yeah, my son's 14, but you've got to understand. I can't believe how many young people were there.
Yeah,
time off school and stuff. We wrote to the school and we said, you know, because the first plan is you're going to phone up and say he's sick every day, aren't you?
Yeah.
But it's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we told them and they said, fine. You're out of order.
Did you have a fine?
No, we haven't been fined, no. No.
It's good, really.
I do a lot for the school, don't I?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, just put my name up, don't I?
You
just
don't.
Say, oh, I am,
you really do a lot.
Well, I just say, if you want me to sing the Sven song at any point, you know.
Oh, I see.
I'm there.
Yeah.
They've never asked me to do it.
No,
they find it embarrassing, but... You know, they're embarrassed.
I do it not for the school.
No, but look, it was a once in a lifetime, and he is West Ham bonkers.
So
we went. But here's the kicker.
Mm.
I missed the winning goal.
You missed it?
I missed it.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was bumping into so many people, and there was ex-West Ham players, you know, I was with Tony Cotty the first afternoon, James Collins and a few of them, and it's lovely because, you know, we don't get to see them as much.
No.
And it was brilliant. And I got such the ump that West Ham were playing so bad.
Yeah, they were playing bad,
rubbish. And we weren't in the game.
No.
And so I thought there was about 10 minutes to go.
And you thought extra time was it coming?
Well, I just said, I'm going to go to the toilet. And I've got the ump, and, okay,
But that's always good, though.
Technically, you don't know. You don't understand this because you don't understand about Paqueta picking the ball up a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I'm not that.
No.
That
it's not for you, is it?
No, it's not for me.
Not for you.
No, I mean, I'll know.
You like goals going in.
I know if they're playing well.
Yeah, exactly right. If they're winning.
If they're winning. Yeah. I know if they're playing bad. Yeah. If they lose the ball.
If they lose the ball, yeah. But Paqueta was playing too far forward for me.
Okay.
And I kept getting the and I'm saying he's got to be deeper to pick the ball up to create, which is exactly what happened when he created the goal.
Yes.
He dropped in a little bit, picked the ball up, put it through to Bowen.
Yeah,
right?
I get that, yeah.
Okay, so I was getting the and I kept screaming and... Yeah. In the end, Cash is saying to me, shut up, you know.
Yeah.
So I went, do you know what? I'm going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, the toilet literally was at the staircase where we were. We were in the corner where the players were, where they all celebrated.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. But I'm only 30 steps to the toilet.
Oh, right, okay.
So
that's
I go
good.
To go, and as I get to the door...
You hear it.
Right? No, I hear. There's a really weird thing with any stadium or any sport.
Yeah.
You get this whoosh of...
Yeah, the anticipation.
You get the, go on!
Yeah.
And then
there's
a gap.
Yes. There is. You know there is always a gap.
Yeah.
And then, exactly.
So there's a good second and a half gap.
Yeah, I watched it, because I watched it on the West Ham fan. Brilliant, that was.
Oh, really?
The West Ham fan TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's the best.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe... It's
brilliant.
I've seen a clip this morning from
the bench. You've got to put it on.
Well, the mad part about it is that I've gone to go, and I've got my hands on my trousers, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, really.
Just about to off we go.
Yeah.
And I've heard the... Go!
Yeah.
And then this gap, and I've turned around.
There
was three other fellas there, and I went, no, they've scored. Right, thinking the other team have scored because there's this silence.
Right,
and it felt to me like we've gone silent.
Yeah.
And in that second and a half gap is when I've said no, they've scored, and then just suddenly it felt like
the eruption.
Of where I was, it was like a bomb going off, and I've only got 20 steps really to run to where I am.
Yeah,
and then I just get Bowen sliding towards me on his knees.
No,
so I don't get the ball going in the net.
You get the slide.
Yeah. And then my son just going, at beer going over everyone, people falling over. It was just
elation.
Elation. And do you know what? I don't even remember the waiting for the rest of the game because I think it was on the 89th minute, wasn't it?
89th, yeah.
So I don't remember
the rest
of it.
And you had about 6 minutes.
Did we?
I think about that.
I just lost total track of
it. It was 6 minutes extra injury time.
And then, of course, you got to have a bit of a party. We come home on the tram. We stayed in the corner with the team.
Yeah.
Literally for an hour and a quarter. Stayed in the corner. We're all in the... Like, Suchek's come over to us.
Really?
Two of Cash's mates are on the pitch having photos with it. It was...
It was mad.
The security were lovely. Nobody was horrible.
No.
There
was a bit of trouble, wasn't there?
Do you know what? There wasn't. Not where we were in the square, the main square... I would say was
they were being a bit hostile, weren't they?
They did down one street, but you know what? That went around social media. It went on the media.
Well, I was
channels.
A bit worried.
No, I never saw anything, honestly. And the West Ham were quite nice. The Fiorentina supporters.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I mean a bit of banter and stuff, which I don't like. I don't like them having a go. You know, it's embarrassing.
No,
but we all had a bit of a mix. It was fine.
It was
good. Should we play a record?
Yeah, go on. What should we play?
Gary Barlow. No, we always play Gary Barlow.
It's a bit of a. It's for the Sun, though. It's a bit.
All right. No, for the Sun. Well, can we play this because I wanted to get talk about some of the greatest times. We're going to play your new track.
Oh,
we're
going to
play the track that I wrote with Rick.
Rick.
But can we talk about when we did? We used to do those gigs down in Marbella.
Yes.
And the summer was on its way. It's a bit like now. And we would go down and do a week and a half,
gigs,
and then we would do this gig on a Sunday in Sharky's,
Sharky's Beach
in Estepona.
Well, you know, my memory of that is just some of the most beautiful, wonderful days.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't write it.
No, and in fact, if you go on our YouTube, if you go on and put
it's there, isn't it?
Bell and Spurl in Marbella, you'll get us supporting Madness in the Ballroom, but you'll get. One of those gigs on the beach, which we are
recorded on an old phone.
Yeah,
and it's a terrible quality.
Yeah,
but it's on one of the first camera phones.
And there's a good good little scene with Teddy Sheringham pouring a pint of beer over your head.
Over my head. And I'll never forget that.
Hitting you with a flannel.
It was freezing cold. Yeah,
but you were boiling, weren't you?
I was so, but that was such a contrast. I remember trying to catch my breath because it was so cold.
But there was, we used to do that gig, and there was a guy that used to play guitar before us.
Yes.
And he would stand and sing, a guy called Graham from Bristol. Older guy.
Oh, yeah.
Great guitarist.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
But he used to play this song.
He used to play Still Got the Blues.
Still Got the Blues. He used to play all the Gary Moore stuff. But he used to play this Paul Carrack song.
Yes, he did.
And it reminds me of being in the sun.
Yeah, sitting there. Nice jug of sangria.
Yeah, cold beer.
Oh, and you had a beer.
Yeah, just wonderful times.
Wonderful times.
Let's have a little bit of this. Beautiful, wasn't it? Just a wonderful...
Yeah, and good memories as well.
Good memories of being in Estepona. Yes. You used to call it Estepony, didn't you?
Estepony, yeah. It's a great strip, that is.
But you know what? The Sharkies, listen to this show, Sharkies Beach was in between Portobello's
and Estepona.
And we used to go there on a Sunday and it would start at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it would be a live band. Me and you would do a stint.
Yeah.
This guy, Graham, would do a stint, a couple of other people. And then we would go on at the end and do another stint.
That's right.
And I think the first year...
We were worst aware.
We were worst aware. But I think the first year we did there was 100 people there. Mm. The fourth year we did it, we had 700 people there.
Yeah. It just grew, didn't it?
Yeah. People would come around on boats and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was fantastic. And then about half 10, I remember we used to go to the Japanese. In Port Benusa was a Japanese. It was lovely.
And then straight to Sinatra's.
And then
me and you would probably meet up about half 2 in the morning and sing in joys.
About half 2, 3.
I would go off somewhere. You would go off somewhere. We'd have a beer with somebody, and then we'd go, right, we're getting in there, and we would sing. And
3 o'clock, that would be, with our mate, who's now no longer with us.
Andy Anderson, yeah.
Andy Anderson. He was great.
And then we'd end up in the Navy Bar.
Well.
Stop it.
The Navy Bar.
And then you started hanging around with Wayne Lineker, didn't you? Once Lineker's opened, you started hanging around.
Well, it was already open.
I couldn't find you.
And I walked into Lineker's. Mm. I remember just stumbling in there. And I was at the bar and he saw me.
Got you. Yeah.
And he went and he, you know, he gave me all the VIP treatment.
Yeah.
We've got Sven the bloke in here and...
Yeah.
And I had to do a little version of
Did
it.
You?
That was it. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And then he took me up to these lap dancing place, which was quite enjoyable.
Yeah, we should probably go out to his Ocean Beach place in Ibiza. That'll be.
We missed him, didn't we? We was in Dubai, and he was in.
We just missed him. Yeah,
we just missed him.
Yeah, we were doing a gig that night. It was. Yeah, it's a shame actually.
Yeah, he's nothing like his brother.
He doesn't look like himself anymore, Wayne. Have you seen Wayne's face?
He's had a bit of work.
I mean, that's a good point, right? A lot of our friends think I've had work done. They think,
do they?
Yeah. Everyone keeps thinking I've had Botox because I look reasonable.
It's not bad at all,
you know. But I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have.
You
Botox.
Haven't had, but I can see you can.
No,
see
but
you
the boys, Botox. Some of our mates,
you're joking.
Oh, it's a constant thing where...
No.
I mean, listen, I come back from Prague. I look about 300 years old. I look terrible. I mean, I've been ill since, haven't I? I'm on antibiotics. I'm on steroids to try and...
You know, you're getting on in years now, son.
Yeah, but I'm still... You
can't
know.
Do what you could do when you were 30.
I did have... There was somebody the other day This woman said, how old are you? This was at a gig about 2 weeks ago.
What'd you say?
And I said, I don't talk about age. And she said, I'm 54. She said, what are you? You're about 8 or 10 years younger than me.
Cool.
And I went, go on. And I went, something like that.
No, you kept it up.
Yeah, I thought, I'll have some of that.
Oh.
Yeah, I was over the moon, yeah.
I used to have a thing about my age years ago.
Mm.
I remember being in Faces once.
Faces nightclub, yeah.
Faces nightclub in Gans Hill. And I remember I was 28 at the time. I know that for a fact because this girl came up to me and she said, we were talking, got onto the age, don't know how. Mm.
So when do you want to arm wrestle?
Yeah. And I got my arm out. And,
so when do you want to punch up?
Like a baby's arm with a sheep's arm.
Got it,
end.
Yeah.
And it's a great one, that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have said it on the radio.
Why not? What, baby's arm with a sheep's arm? Yeah, I mean, it's only innuendos.
All right.
Anyway, I remember her saying, I said, how do you think I am then?
Yeah.
She said, about 34. And I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Devastated.
Oh, you can get that as well, yeah.
No, but I wouldn't be now.
Well, no, because you'd be 34, you'd be over the moon with 34.
I'd be over the moon with 34. What I'm saying is, she was only 6 years out.
Yeah.
And at 28 to 34, you don't look that different anyway.
No, you don't, yeah.
But I probably did look about 44 when I was 28.
Yeah, well, actually, 34, at that point, I've got to admit, it was not bad for you.
Not bad at all at that point.
Because you were running around.
But I'm quite proud that I've got to where I am now, nearly 57.
Well, it's incredible.
And, it is incredible.
Most people didn't give you past 30.
They didn't.
I remember our very first trip to Marbella.
Yeah.
Our very first trip, me and you... We'd been in Porto Benus all night.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a funny story about summer holidays, really, because it was meant to be a holiday, wasn't it, for us?
The first one was Villa Cana.
Yeah.
It was a holiday.
98.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we went there, and me and you ended up getting up and singing in this bar,
which
gave us...
Well, every night.
Yeah. Well, we did one, so we did Don't Let the Sun Go Down. I got up first of all, that's and right. then I got you up.
That,
and then
oh,
we,
that and that wasn't in Villacana. That was in
no, it was
the karaoke place.
Yeah, in no, in Villacana. Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, that one. That night.
Oh, okay.
And that's when the guy came up and said, "Look, I'll give you a villa next year. Just do that's one right. night for me.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you can have your own villa." Which is how we went back.
We went back.
But I remember me and you coming back from Benoist, and I said, yeah. "I want to sleep on the beach, watch the sun come up." And you, me and you were having a row.
Yeah.
And we took two towels down there. It was about 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're having a big row, and you're in the right state.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yeah. At that point, I was just the yeah. start of my
yeah, downfall. Yeah. And you'd done about, I don't know, 4 bottles of scotch.
Yeah.
And you was in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
And I remember me and you having a row, and I threw the key at you.
Yeah.
And it landed in a cactus.
Did it?
Yeah, landed cactus, and now we're having a wreck because now we can't get it out of the cactus, and there's a tractor coming up the beach to plough the sand, and our towels are on the beach, and the towels is going to get churned up by the tractor.
No.
And I'm running over to the towels. And we're having a big row, and I remember walking back, and you're in such a state. I said, "This is ridiculous. You're not gonna see the end of the year out. Look at the state of you, right now."
Yeah,
we were probably early 30s then.
98. Yeah, I was 32.
Area, right, so yeah, that sort of thing. Right.
Yeah, you were 30.
Yeah, and then a year later, we're having another rare or something. You're not gonna make 40. You never make. Yeah. And most people said that you wouldn't make it, would you?
Well,
I said to somebody, yeah. People say to me, "How's Johnny Spooner?" I go, "Brilliant." And I go, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "He goes to more funerals than most people."
It's very true.
It's true, isn't it?
And all the funerals that I do go are all the people that said to me, "You ain't going to make it past 40."
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to one, a guy that me and you knew very well, and he's always, I'm going to his funeral on Friday, next Friday, and...
He was always asking.
Always ask. He called you Jono. How's Jono?
Why am I going then?
I'm going, it's out in the, well, you can go to it.
No, who is it? Oh, you can't tell me now.
I can, Davey Kent.
Davey Kent.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
bit of a, you know, yeah, a bit of a legend name from the East End.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very sad. It died the same way that your dad, you know, with motor neurone disease.
Yeah, I'm with them, yeah.
It's been a terrible, yeah. terrible thing. And he was a really lovely awful. Guy, Davey Kent. But he'd always say to me, about you, "How's Jono? As Jono, is he all right? Still with us?" And you've outlived him. And it's,
yeah,
you know, I mean, okay, Davey, I think 63 was, you know, still young, isn't it?
Well, it is young, but that terrible illness. I mean, my dad was quite lucky to have it take him at 70.
Mm.
Well, at 68, I mean, he had it bad. But, yeah, I mean, it's called the Lou Gehrig disease.
Right.
Because Lou Gehrig was a baseball player. It hits the Athletic. So I don't think I've got much of a...
No, you probably won't get it.
I don't think I'm going to get
no.
it.
No, I think you will outlive everyone. Seriously, I do. So. I think I think people will be looking around and you'll be going, "Is anyone here? Where's everyone going?" Should we play a song?
Go on.
Let's play your new song.
Play the new song by the Oops Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blowout.
No one to
Love in L.A., it's called.
Explain it.
Blowout. Well, it's our old, me and my, our old mate Plum,
yeah,
Richard Sullivan.
Yeah. Who was, you know, drove us around.
When
Sven happened.
But he's always been a bit, he's always played a bit.
Yep.
And he
was part of some of the funniest times. In fact, some of the Marbella ones. You know.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, we have to talk about it.
We have to describe Plum because Plum is 6 foot
probably
six.
Probably 6 foot 6. Yeah.
And like when we would drive
very
around,
funny man.
His head would be out the sunroof.
Yeah.
And me and you would be in the back.
We've had some, I mean, in the Sven period.
Yeah.
Where we were driving around, it was just me, you and him.
Just me, you and him.
Wasn't it?
And Ant and Deck.
And Ant and Deck. There's a great picture of us. We have to put it up.
Yeah.
There's a great picture of me, you, Plum's in the middle. And yeah. We're crouching.
And
down. We look like...
Like his sons.
Yeah.
Let's play this track then. So this is a track you've done with Plum.
Yes. And yeah, it's great.
Here we go.
Blowout.
What's it called?
Blowout. No one to Love in LA.
All right. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Don't break my heart. Do it again. Say it, don't break my heart. Cause I feel you can break my heart. Say it, don't break my heart. Cause I feel you.
bum and windows out. Monkey bees in the whip with the drop top down. Here's a break back, here's a break back, here's a break back. Why does everybody want to bum and windows out? Monkey bees in the whip with the drop top down. Here's a break back, here's a break back, here's a break back. Sing it to the preacher. With the drop top down. Say it can break my heart. Cause I feel it can break my heart. Why does everybody want to blow my windows out? Say it can break my heart. Cause I feel it can break my heart. Out of the shadows, you're bringing me down. Here's a break back, can you feel me now? All you crazy little brothers run round the town. In the lost and found, and you're getting drowned. Everybody want to blow my windows out, but you turned up, so we all went out. Mom, it's a bony Maroney. Sing it to the preacher. Mom, it's a bony Maroney. Some bony Maroney. Do it again, do it again. Do it again, do it again. Don't break my heart. Sing it to the preacher. Say it, don't break my heart. Cause I feel you can break my heart. Mom, it's a bony Maroney. Say it, don't break my heart. Cause I feel you can break my heart. Cruising, while we're cruising, little brother gonna make your feet move. Everybody wanna be with me. Everybody looking out in the NYC. No one to love in LA. It's not why Randy Newman says, "Mom, it's a bony Maroney." Sing it to the preacher.
There's no one to love in LA. Don't break my heart. No one to love in LA.
Sing it to the preacher.
There's no one to love in LA.
There's a little bit of the old Georgie Michael at the end there. There's a little bit of... what's that George Michael track that we used to sing?
Yeah. A little bit of Outside.
Let's go outside.
A little bit of that, yeah.
In the sunshine.
A little bit of Fast Love going
fast love,
on.
Yeah.
Well, you know me.
Where can we buy that, Johnny?
Well, it's on all your available platforms, Bill.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify and iTunes and TikTok and Schmicktok and Flapdok.
OnlyFans.
And OnlyFans. Yeah. I'm doing a personal OnlyFans.
Is it? Yeah.
You can see me.
Yeah. But it's on Spotify.
Doing a couple of live cams for you.
It's on YouTunes.
From YouTunes?
Yeah. No, it's nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's all right. Do you like it?
Yeah, well, it's a nice... It's nice and upbeat.
It's a nice summer feel.
Well, that's why I thought, you know, today we're talking about the summer, and we're talking about, you know, how nice it is, and we're talking about how hot it is and how wonderful it is, but Mayor Khan, right, wants you to turn your engines off, right? Turn your engines off because it is hot and it's spilling out a little bit. But because the cycle lanes, I was in a traffic jam yesterday. The cycle lane, right, was virtually bigger than the lane I was in. Now, used to be a two-lane road that would come out of sort of South Woodford, come out of the top of Whips Cross, and it goes to the Waterworks roundabout, right, in Woodford. And you used to be able to get down there, two lanes of traffic, boom, and two lanes coming the other way. Now there's a cycle lane, and we're all sitting in a single file with our engines all ticking along. There was not one bike came either way in the 15 minutes that I sat in that traffic.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what Khan wants. But he has excelled himself today, right? By banning the words in the mayor's office, "You are not allowed now to say ladies and gentlemen."
Absolute. I mean, what? It's sinister. That's what it is. To me, it's sinister.
But with this fella's meant to be running London.
Yeah.
He's meant to be the mayor of London.
What is the logic behind it?
What is the logic? It's, I think it's derogatory gender...
Gender dysphoria is when you...
No, that's right, yeah.
When you're in the wrong body, isn't it? Well, I'll tell me like that.
What body are you in?
I'll tell you what. I wish to God I could get out of it. I wish I had gender dysphoria, something. I would love to get out of it. You please, gender, give me a new one.
You got gender dadphoria, haven't you?
It's just, I'd like to go somewhere and say, do you know what you need? You need a new body.
I'll be honest with you. Since I've come back from the West Ham game, I feel like I need a whole new makeover. I went for a blood test yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I went for a blood test because I just said, I don't feel well. And they said, well, what's
that? You are a bit of a hypo, though.
Yeah,
you?
But I've been drinking.
I mean, you've got more names of medicine than I've ever known in my life.
I told the doctor what I need.
Yeah, of course you did.
It's God's honest truth.
Yeah, absolutely you did.
He said, what is it you want? And I said, shall I tell you? And he said, I think we're going to be better off if you tell us what you want.
Absolutely.
So I did.
I wouldn't go to a doctor. I'd come to you.
Well, I told you. I said that, you know, my family were always like that. And we'd be at the surgery, the doctor's surgery down at Hainault in Mountford Way. Mm. And my brother, my mum, me, my sister-in-law, my niece. And my brother said, it gets embarrassing. You go down the surgery and you go in the waiting room, say to someone, sorry, mate, you're sitting in my seat. Like, oh, it's you again.
He wasn't like that, though.
Paul was a bit, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a bit, yeah.
Was he a little bit like that?
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
I think it's in the family, and it's
yeah,
like,
I suppose it is.
You know, you learn from your family. As soon as there's something wrong with us, antibiotic, which you shouldn't do, you know, but we've got more antibiotics than NHS. Yeah. So anyway, what was we talking about? So Khan. So he's banned, ladies and gentlemen. Now, so you're not allowed to say ladies and gentlemen.
George Michael couldn't have named his album that then.
He wouldn't have. No, they would have. I mean, can you imagine? George would be turning in his grave.
He would, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he said, why?
Don't you find, I don't know anybody other than James O'Brien on LBC that actually... Mm. Likes anything that Mayor Khan has ever done. If someone's listening to us now,
yes,
and goes, no, I think you're wrong, mate.
Yeah,
I think what he's done is brilliant.
Yeah,
there's nothing that he's done.
Nothing.
Created in London.
I mean, you had Boris bikes, and you had he was good fun.
I mean, we get on to Boris in a minute, by the way. But yeah, okay, it was good fun. Yeah, he tried to create the old floppy, wobbly bridge that went over the thing, cost a load of money. Mm. And okay, the Boris bikes, we still call them Boris bikes. I think they was in the planning before Boris came along. I think it was the Boris Bendy bus.
Yeah, but it's because he rode them.
He'd done stuff for, like, I know what you mean. He tried to do stuff. All this fella does is Felicia. It just, he makes life difficult
to
get to London. And taking, you know, who wants to come to London? Well, apart from everyone on boats at the moment, but who really wants to come to London? You can't get around. It's just...
Well, the thing is,
I don't want to drive up London anymore.
No.
And if we get gigs in London now, especially if someone books a venue now, which you can't even book now because, you know, someone says, oh, we'll put a gig on it. There's no point, right?
No.
You cannot get any production stuff into there. No lorry wants to go into London to deliver stages, lighting, blah, blah. No one wants to do it because it costs too much money.
Yeah.
And so when you start adding that onto the bill, they go, well, there's no point. And I go, well, don't have it in London.
And it's all to do with climate, right?
All to do with Khan's climate. But all he's doing is just scoring points.
But that's what they do. I mean, if they really, it's like smoking, for example, right? That it's like, we all know smoking's bad for you, right?
Mm.
Kills you, in fact, many times.
Mm.
So why not ban smoking? Oh, no, we won't ban it.
No.
But what we'll do is we'll put them up 15 to 15 quid, and these poor idiots can go out. And we still know they're going to want a fag, so they're going to go out and they'll spend the 15 quid, and that will the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same with you, Les.
You're still going to If you've got to drive, you're going to have to do it. You're going to pay.
So it's all right, you can pollute London, but you've got to pay 12 quid to do it.
Yeah.
It's mental.
It's not mental. It's
sinister.
How do you get rid of him? How do you get rid of that? And the reason why
I've got some good ideas.
But Farage put the... No, what I'm saying is, look, there's a lot of people you can get rid of. How they're getting rid of Boris Johnson is by basically trying to find any small thing, add it all up. And look, let's be honest. I said to you, Boris Johnson, I likened him this morning to the likes of Paul Gascoigne, Maradona, George Best.
Yeah.
He's a big character.
Big character.
Had great things going for him, and he can make things happen.
Yeah.
He does do things. But behind the scenes and around the edges is chaos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
And there is going to be lies, and people like that lie to get out of stuff.
Yeah,
and
they
so
do,
he's
yeah.
going to lie. What we need to do is to find some chaos around Khan. We need to find some lies.
Well, there is chaos around Khan.
There is chaos. I mean, he's created chaos all over London. But the only reason why the only way you're going to get rid of him is, number one, by somebody coming forward who's got some really great ideas.
What's his name? Was a good dad. The
Fox.
No. The black MP.
Yeah.
Brilliant he was. What was his name?
Sean.
Yeah. Sean. And he's on GB News a lot, on Dan Wooten.
Yeah.
And he only talks sense. What's his name?
Sean. I've just gone out of my mind. Oh, yeah, God. He's very good. Very good. Very
just good talks guy, yeah. common sense.
Yeah. There's not a lot of common sense.
And that's probably why he didn't get in, because he spoke too much common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Lawrence Fox. He just speaks. We don't like Lawrence.
I mean, we did his show, Lawrence Fox, didn't we? And I think Lawrence Fox is too
right.
Too, yeah, yeah. I think he is.
Do you think so?
I think he just doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't span across London. You've got to have somebody that sort of is
it's
not
very
as divisive.
It's
as,
so
as
difficult
Fox.
Today with
but
politics.
You just want some great ideas, and you just want London to flow. It doesn't flow.
No,
it's at a standstill, and that's got to make pollution worse. You've got to get, in order for business to thrive, you've got to get cars and lorries and vans and people.
Oh,
have got,
hang on a minute,
otherwise you can't go into London.
What's the tune?
What is it?
The ice cream van. Yeah, do you want to ban them? Won't hear that no more.
Why?
Oh no.
Well, of course they won't be, no.
They want to ban ice cream vans.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's pollution.
It's amazing, isn't it? And there is a couple of other things that have come up that I think that Farage posted up something yesterday about saying, I'm telling you now, Khan, if you let him keep going, you will only have a certain amount of time to go into London.
You will have to
book your time.
Yeah.
This is almost communist.
Do you know what they...
We're going down that road.
You know what they want to do, really? They want to make London for the rich. Of course they do. Only the rich are going to be able to afford to do it, aren't they? They are now.
No, I think you're going to be... I think there's more making London like... We'll end up like North Korea. I'm telling you.
God.
No, he will run it and he will dictate as to what. And the terrible
well,
thing
going
is
on now,
the
isn't
terrible
it?
Thing about him is he's so smug.
Oh, he's horrible.
You know,
no, he is
you
a
know
horrible
the
kid,
you know
man.
The kids that you used to have a row with at school.
Yeah.
And you couldn't beat them because as soon as you got, you couldn't go anywhere.
They'd have their nose up at you, wouldn't they?
You wanted to give them a dig.
Yeah.
Right.
But they were skinny and nasty.
They would go to the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what he did?
Yeah.
You go, yeah, but you started it.
Oh, I wonder if he's out there, Elliot. Ooh,
who's
horrible.
Elliot?
This kid at school. Sir. John just said this, and he was horrible.
But that's what he's like.
He was horrible.
And it doesn't... Idiot. And do you know some of these people you row with, right? Mm. And they never defend themselves, they attack you. So if you say, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what you did the other day. You smashed straight into my car.
Yeah.
And he'll go, your hair looks terrible. And you end up going, what's the matter with my hair?
And you
start going, there's nothing wrong with it. I had it cut on Tuesday. Yeah. And you've totally forgot that you just smashed into your car.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you're defending yourself.
Yeah,
very clever. Yeah, should we play that song?
I'll tell you what.
Go on.
I'll set it up.
Go on.
Now, many years ago,
20-odd
years ago, Bell was writing a song with Rick Astley, commissioned to write a song about 14 Tina Turner.
Yes.
And... For my mind, it was a perfect song for her.
Yeah.
And it was all going well. Gonna go on the album. And then they got the call from the A&R fella saying she's going to do a covers album.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. She doesn't want it.
God.
And the mad part was that I had to phone Rick up because they told us,
yes,
oh, do you know what? This is definitely going on the album. And I thought, brilliant. Rick didn't need the money. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Right? No, me and you hadn't had a hit then.
No, he had 10 million.
He did, yeah. He was worth about 10 mil already. And but Rick really wanted to get back into writing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to phone him up and said, I've been telling to him, listen, it looks good. Mm. Looks good. She loves it. Tina Turner loves the song.
Manager loves it. Were best friends with the A&R fella.
The A&R guy. Jamie. At the record company. I've had to phone Rick up and I said, Rick, she ain't going to take it. She's going to do a covers album. And he went, you what? Oh, I tell you what, I'm not having this. No. And he put the phone down.
Isn't it weird when you think about it, though, just before you play it?
Yeah.
When you think, I mean, you know, we had two hits and you know, whatever our career, we had major record labels. Mm. Yet the fact that you were best friends with the A&R at EMI, it didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Didn't really matter, did it?
No, it didn't matter. Yeah. But it's weird that.
Mm. But we've had those situations, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, we've been down that road. Rick does the vocal on this, and it's only a demo, but you get to see how wonderful his voice is.
Yeah.
Still sounds very rich.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Every time I hear your voice, I feel a little tremble deep inside. Through my veins, down to my fingers and toes. How it feels, no one knows. I found that feeling and it's changed my life. You made me feel so beautiful tonight. To make you believe in me, 'cause I can make you feel, baby, it's for real. I'm an all or nothing woman. I can make you see it's all inside of me, baby, believe I'm an all or nothing woman. Till my heart you found, the day you turned my world around. When I remember all those wasted nights, forever searching for that Mr. Right, you came and rescued me and made me believe in you. And I can make you feel, baby, it's for
good, isn't it?
No, it does. Just thinking.
Hmm.
Hearing, you know, him singing, I'm a normal old laughing woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And be all right today, wouldn't it?
Probably would, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be all right. Yeah, I'd
have to have a pronoun in front of it.
That'd be all right. I'm a normal old laughing woman.
Yeah.
That's a bit fine, wouldn't it?
I mean, that's the demo. I think that was our second day of writing that song.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, we sort of, that's the only version I've got.
And you can hear us singing it. You really can.
Yeah, it was perfect for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, you, it really was, yeah.
But it was really funny. But the mad part was, once we'd written it, he went, right, he said, "Hey, Charles," and he handed me the mic, and he went, "You sing it." And I said, "No," I said, "No, you sing it." And he went, no, you sing it. And I said, "No," I said, "God, you do it." And I said, "I'll tell you what, you do that." And I said, "No, I'll do the... I'll do the harmonies at the end," which we haven't got. And I did the ad libs and stuff at the end. And we put some drums on it and we put some nice stuff, which I haven't got. He played a bit of guitar on it. Rick did, yeah. And it was a really nice version. I remember us going, I think we've got something here. We had a big cuddle at the end.
Oh.
And we went out. It was in Fulham. He had a studio in Fulham then. And went out a bit of lunch. We went, I think we've done it with this.
Yeah.
And then nothing. Well, that was a bit of an exclusive, anyway.
Well, story of our life, isn't it? It was the same thing when we did
Christmas.
We had a Christmas record, which was called Christmas Pork Pie.
Yeah,
which was, you know,
something will happen with that though.
It was really, really
every
good.
Year. It sort of
now we should revisit it. And I think we will do this year. Maybe we should. What we should do is, and I'm saying this live on air.
Yeah,
we should have a look at it next month.
Okay,
because that's when you start. Preparing for, we always look at it in about November.
Yeah.
And it's too late, but we should look at it and see if we can do a good. Watch this space, folks.
Yeah, all right. But, I mean, it was a song that we did for Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
and it was just about to come out, and they said we haven't got enough time to get it in the shops. This was the old days of doing it in cassettes and CDs. So. Yeah, we were 6 weeks. We didn't have a lead time.
They said, and then they got a new.
But then they said we'll put it out for next Christmas, and then we got dropped in the April.
And then we got dropped in the April when a new boss came in.
New boss cleared everyone out.
Meet the new boss. Same as the old.
What
boss.
Was we just going to talk about before? Because we haven't got long. There was something else we were going to talk about.
You got to go somewhere?
No, I'm just saying. It's nice out there, isn't it?
It is nice.
I'm going to go and see Kid Krahn the Coconuts tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm going to see him tonight.
August. You know him, don't
August
you?
August Darnell. He sang at my wedding.
He sang at your wedding.
Yeah.
And, you were a big, big fan.
Yeah, they're playing at the Boysdale tonight. So I'm going to go and surprise him.
How old is he now? He's got to be in his late 60s, surely.
Oh, no, he's older than that.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was going to see him when I was 14, playing at the Hammersmith Alley.
82, that's right.
He looked quite old then, but he's still amazing.
Stool pigeon.
Yeah.
Should have paid it.
I don't know whether we got one. I don't know whether we... I'll have a little quick
look. There must be one.
The fact is...
Yeah. Go out with
the kid. I'm going to surprise him. I'm going to surprise him tonight. He doesn't know that me and my wife are coming. So I'm just going to go there.
It'd be great if you went there, wouldn't it? It'd surprise. Yeah. Surprise! Yeah. And he goes, "Who are you?" I've had that done. I've done that to somebody.
Oh.
No, not had it done to me.
Go on.
I think I've told you about this. When we were in our heyday, when I say heyday, I don't mean Sven. I mean in our heyday when we used to do the tour of the pubs.
Yeah, doing all the... Yeah,
all when the we pubs. Sort of and when we were...
Famous in Essex famous for not having Essex. Not having a hit.
Yeah. And we did one in Chapel Heath.
Oh, yeah.
And we knew a group of fellas there. We got friendly with them.
Yeah.
And we used to go out at the night time.
I remember,
get absolutely slaughtered. Yeah. But the thing is...
And we used to play the Greyhound, didn't
that's
we?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And we knew some fellas in there.
That's right.
And we used to go out. And because I only ever saw them when I was drunk.
Hmm.
You used to have your drunk friends, didn't you?
Yeah,
you only recognise them when you were drunk.
Yeah.
And I really did get friendly with this fella, only when I was drunk.
Yeah.
We went out, we had a laugh. And one day at the Royal Oak, we were standing just before we went on. Mm. And I, of course, was sober. And I've had a tap on the shoulder. And I was a bit, well, here I am. And I just looked at him and gone,
all right.
All right. And his face going from so happy and here I am. Slowly realizing that I don't know who he is.
I don't know,
And he got so, he was like, you don't know who I am, do you?
But I'm terrible at that.
And I said, I'm sorry, mate. He went, I can't believe it. We've spent so many nights.
No.
And he walked away, I never saw him again. It made me feel terrible.
Made me feel bad, yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, I'm like that, but I think.
Really
bad. I mean,
bad.
You're pretty bad at not knowing who.
I am.
You say to me, who's that we're talking to?
Yeah.
But I do it, I mean, I had it this week. And I was sitting with my daughter, and some people come over and said, "Hello, mate, fantastic gig. Hello, Mark, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah." I said, great gig. I didn't even know what gig they were talking about.
No.
Right, and I walk away and my daughter says, who's that? I said, I haven't got a clue.
It's awful, isn't it? It's a terrible feeling. Yeah. Someone did that to me at the Indian Ocean in
Faden Boys. Yeah. Faden Boys.
And he knew, you would have known him.
Yeah. Right?
You would have known him.
Yeah.
Big fellow, but he come around, all right, Johnny, you all right, son? And I'm like, yeah, all right. Don't know his name.
No.
Don't recognise him. No. He went, yeah, you seen Martin lately?
Ah.
I'm like,
it's great when they give you a name, you've got to try and place them.
Yeah, and I just couldn't, son.
The best,
all night long?
The best bet is when I had a woman say to me, she was there, it was about,
yeah.
Well, she said, my mum might be here soon. I think, who's your mum? And she's saying, right.
I know, that's horrible.
She might be here
mum
soon.
Mum will be here soon.
She went, oh, she said, do you remember the last time? Yeah, so I don't know. Do I? And then she's going, yeah. And I've had to play. Turns out I'd sung at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've done that.
Right, I've done her 30th.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't play. To be fair.
Yeah.
She put on some weight.
Oh, she
yeah, so I didn't recognise
she
her.
Put on some.
I mean, she had a beard.
you're not
going to
recognise
her. No, not at all. Yeah. It turned out it was Gary Williams. It just changed his pronoun.
Yes, you remember. Oh, no, you won't recognise. She's trans. She's gone. Yeah. She's gone.
Let's have a bit of kid ground and coconut.
Go on.
So I'm going to see him tonight.
Yeah. Reminds me of Maria Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
My first proper real girl crush.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Dowding,
until then, you had a crush on what, tortoises or something?
Yes, right? I did, yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, girl crush is a woman, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I shouldn't have said girl
not
crush.
Really,
like, no.
It just lends us to the feeling that you had crushes on other things.
No.
I mean, you crushed a lot of things.
I did crush.
In your time.
I still do.
You still do.
I still crush a lot.
You've broken so many tables.
I said girl crush. That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, very strange.
Well,
strange
I said my first real crush.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, look, I'm going to see him tonight, and yeah. I was so proud. Yeah. I mean, you know it.
Yeah.
He played at my wedding in my garden.
He did.
And he said, look, I'll come over.
Mind you had to sell your house to get him to play.
I didn't pay him anything.
No, I know.
I just paid for his flights and the coconuts and Bongo Eddie, who's no longer
with us. Well, you gave him some coconuts?
Gave him some coconuts.
Yeah.
And he came over and he said, I've done it. And it was a big surprise.
Yeah,
my wife
I remember.
Didn't know. You didn't know?
No, I didn't know, no.
And I said, I walked down in my back garden and I went, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep growing the coconuts.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
So, we're going to go and see him tonight. It's been a good show, John.
It's been a good show.
A beautiful sunny evening.
Yes, I'm going to drive home now and have some dinner.
Yeah. And also, next week, we are doing the Farage show in Bolton.
Is it in Bolton?
So we're going to have to do this and then race straight off to the Farage show.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Okay.
It's been wonderful. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
Yes. With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Have a lovely night, everybody.
Come on.